Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known Light Body Whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Because you can't do anymore. Just surrender everything up, let it go, and trust. So what I've learned is trust, right? The universe can support you, will support you. The universe is a friendly universe in spite of everything that's going on in the lockdown, in spite of all that. And your parents, those that are on their other side, can also support you somehow financially. Because like Grace mentioned, right? Yeah. My dad left me this worthless oil stock that saved my life for almost 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. So that's...
You know, those of you that have parents on the other side, ask them. And I know you've had a bad time with them and the relationships weren't great. And maybe you got abused and you got punished and you got neglected and abandoned. But when they're on the other side, they see things differently. And I would bet you, if you were to ask them for support for what you believe you need in your life in a practical way, that they will help you. Because on the other side, they're not coming from their ego space of when they were here. They might still have issues, of course, but they're not going to see it from the eyes of the ego. They're going to see it from the eyes of the soul. You got to ask. On the other side, you guys have to ask and continue to ask and have faith that it's answered. You know that old saying, it is given before you even ask. Well, in that sense, yeah. On that quantum level, it is true. But ask. Ask your ex, even though you may hate your ex and have nothing to do with your ex and say your ex is on the other side. Ask. You won't know until you ask. I mean, you got nothing to lose except your life.
You're already on the other side.
My grandmother helps me a lot, my dad's mother. She'll come in occasionally in the healing sessions. So you never know, you know. My audio guy, who does the editing for the audio, the MP3s, he lost his beloved dog not too long ago. Well, made transition. And I gave him some comfort over that. And made some suggestions as to animal communicators that could help him so that he understands why the dog's sick and probably going to die from cancer and all that. He never did that part, but I got the impression to tell him over the phone, because I got a message from the spirit of his dog. And basically said, you're the spirit of your dog wants to come back to you, but you've got to be open to it. So he was thrilled about that. He never thought about that. And also said, the spirit is telling me that it'll probably come back as a different kind of a character than what it was before. Because they learn. The doggies, the cats, they learn. They evolve like us, but in a kind of a different way. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but ask from the other side. Oh, Grace is now teleported to Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Yeah. I was there once, right on the edge at that little touristy place where you hang out over the edge and look down at the, oh boy, and you go, whoo-hoo. That is awesome water.
I was there last October.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly a year ago on the Canadian side, which is like amazing.
We were on the Canadian side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a little boat down there that's getting close to the falls, and you see people walking under the falls with the raincoats and the rain hats and all that.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, we're having so much fun, and it's over an hour already. Wow, I wasn't even watching the time because we're having so much fun talking. But
Who has
yeah.
insurance?
Huh?
Who has sharings? Raise your hand. I'm talking to the group.
Okay, group. Who wants to share and say something? Yeah, somebody said, was there an activation going? Because somebody said my body was moving back and forth involuntarily. No activation was intention, no intentional activation was going, but I think we just hold a sacred space for things to happen a moment ago, for any and all kinds of miracles to come through for you guys. And Lynn says, can we do something activation for money miracle? Kenji did that a few minutes ago, asking everybody to hold space for miracles to come through. So we already did that, you know, when we were really quiet, just allow the energy of miracles to fill everybody's world. And but we will do more activations the next time we meet. So look out in your inboxes sometime next week. Sometime next week, I will be sending out the invites for the November 8th activation with Kenji. So it's about beyond 5D and beyond. So what's actually going to happen? We don't know.
But we will be bringing in some energies beyond the fifth dimension, just to give you a little glimpse. And of course, it'll be spontaneous. So at least I personally won't know what's going to be presented. Grace might know, but
Yeah.
then she probably will not look at her outline. So she probably will be spontaneous. So, yeah.
Yeah, I will forget about outlines now because that only got me four bagels. I'm just kidding. I'm moving up.
And you guys, I have an offer from someone, at least one person, maybe others, to do some books now. So I've let go of my resistance to doing books. I am allowing others to write my book for me, but it'll be about activations. So it won't be so much, might be some teachings in there, but as you guys have probably gotten, the activations are the teachings. That's why you don't see me talk much. Like when I used to go on teleseminars, I didn't really talk much to bore people. And you know, we got into the activation as soon as we could, especially on Darius's show. But the idea is for you to have the experience.
So when you
Because
say
once, oh,
yeah, I do have a writing degree, whoever said that.
Your volume is really low again, Grace.
Can everyone hear me now?
Not very well.
Not very well.
No.
Okay, well, actually, I'm gonna unmute Leslie because Leslie, you have your hand up. So, okay. Leslie, you're on.
Yeah. Hello, Grace. Hello, Kenji. It is really lovely to meet you. I am at a complete crossroads in my life, and I just don't know which way to go forward, apart from that I know it's spirituality that's calling me.
Oh, like we said, surrender everything up to God, whatever that means for you.
Surrender.
So, in other words,
Yeah.
surrender your personal will or your mindset of like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? All of that, all those questions, surrender it up. And then train yourself to be open to receiving the guidance. And then you have to act upon your guidance. So you have to trust that that is true guidance and you're going to act upon it, which might bring up your fears, but then you've got to act upon it. And that's how you're going to know.
Right. How do we train ourselves to receive? That was my earlier question.
Ask.
Ask. Okay.
Ask to the other side. Ask. Ask your higher self. Or until you believe in your higher self and have that experience of your higher self, then ask to the other side, whether it's your guardian angel, whether it's one of your spiritual teachers on the other side. We suggest that you ask on the other side those beings that don't have a body here, because they're more clear. And they have deeper access to everything.
Yep.
It's self-training, right?
So yeah.
I
just don't know how to hear it or to receive it.
You just do. I refer to that commercial where it says, just do it. That was from a few years ago. But apply that. Apply that understanding. Okay, I'm going to do it. I don't know how, but I'm just going to receive. I'm going to sit down under this tree. I'm going to breathe and quiet myself and just receive. Everybody can do this. And you've got trees in the background, right? It looks like you're on your porch or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm surrounded by them. I live very much in nature. I mentioned on the comment, my nature is not quiet. It's absolutely alive with life. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
but I keep thinking that my path is with permaculture and doing work. But if I go out to work in the garden, there'll be a thunderstorm or something and I'll have to stay inside and I keep doing this spiritual work on the computer and I must be being guided to it.
Or you can say, okay, thunder gods, just come when I'm not working outside.
Yes, or even when I am, but let me keep working.
Yeah, I'll give you a little example. So remember there was this hurricane that was about to hit Hawaii. This was 2000. Yeah, we were in Taos, 2007, on the news, because people were asking about this. There's going to be a big hurricane to hit Hawaii. Can we do something, Kenji, about this? So we sat in a circle of about 15 people. I don't know what our prayer was, but what happened was the storm bypassed Hawaii. Unexpectedly made a left turn.
Yeah. And yet here, when the water was rising, and I prayed for it to just not rise anymore, and it kept going till it was 3 meters where I'm sitting, and everything got wet, the cars, the computers, everything, absolutely everything completely. I still love living here. It's just a bit muddy. I'm still cleaning up. I just get confused of what to do.
Yeah.
But it did stop. But we were never in danger. We could swim.
Yeah.
Well, it was just one of those things.
Everything is a lesson, right? You learn from all your lessons.
It was a cleansing. I believe this complete property was cleansed by nature.
Well, water does that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fire does. It was extreme.
Keep the faith, dear.
Thank you.
You can do it.
Bless you all. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody. Wow.
Oh, Grace, you're low volume again.
I am?
Yeah.
Can everybody? Okay, hold on. Let me turn this up.
No, can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. Hold on.
Maybe you want to go send Zoom a ticket or call them and tell them of this issue.
Okay.
Because we want to know if it's system-wide or if it's just your account.
Oh, okay. Okay, I will do that. Okay, you can hear me now?
No.
Okay, you can hear me now. Wow. Okay, I let... sunshine. Okay, Delight, Sunshine, you're on.
I don't think Sunshine can hear you.
Delight, Sunshine, you've been unmuted. Okay, Delight, Sunshine. We have Sunshine. And
I love you. Hi, Gracie and Kenji.
Hello.
I love you both. Oh my God, you two are the most humble, highest healers that I know. And I myself, I'm a healer since more than 25 years. And I went through hell. I went through a lot also until I found Kenji and then Gracie. And you're God's gifted to me because that gave me hope. That was confirmation there is God. Because for many years I was praying for someone like myself to help me, or at least to give me the confirmation, to give me hope. And I thank God and I thank both of you. You're so humble, knock on the wood. And I really appreciate you. Thanks God, after years of working on myself, at least I'm alive. I became alive physically. Now I need, I'm working on my power again still. I have my power, but I want to get even better than before, which is I always, without any fear, without anything, I was always one with God. And I didn't need to ask for anything. It was just happening. And that's how I was with my clients. And it was effortless. And I really need help with that, because I'm in an environment which my brother was schizophrenic, and I really sacrificed for my brother and my mom, my whole family. And now they are up, and I was the one who needed help, but I still sacrificed. And now I see that my brother is manipulating my parents, and he's taking over everything, which I want to stop it. And I want to stop him from manipulations. And he's trying to take my father to rehab or this kind of things, just to take over everything. And it needs to be stopped. And I really want my power. So stop it immediately, instead of the whole time to be through fear and anxiety.
Do you want to respond, Grace?
Well, God bless you.
Oh, your volume is still low.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this. Okay. Can you hear me now? Oh, now I got to unmute you. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on, Kenji, I gotta unmute you. Hold on, I gotta unmute you, Kenji. Okay, gotta unmute Kenji. Okay, Elizabeth says she can hear me better now.
Yeah, you're normal now.
Okay, oh dear, I'm normal. Delight, sunshine. Okay, sunshine, I'm just gonna tune into your family, the family constellation, and bring patterns of harmony into the family. And everyone else who has family issues, if you want me to bring patterns of harmony into your family. Harmony. And then the intergenerational patterns and families. Let me take care of that. And bring in the energy of harmony. All right. So. All right, delight sunshine. So I'm gonna let Kenji do his magic with that too.
Okay, let's finish up. I'll do a concluding little meditation and prayer, and we can end the call on that note.
Okay.
Okay, so let's everybody close your eyes. Make sure your shoes are off. Now you're going to let go of your conscious mind, your how-to mind. Let go of all how-tos and the whys. Just breathe into this now moment. Bring your body into the present moment. You can drop your awareness into the breath. Yawn if you need to. Bring all of your awareness to the breath. Collect yourself, gather yourself from way out there, wherever you are, out art there in your outer space realms, bring it all back here. Collect yourself from the past and the future. You're breathing in the power of the moment, letting go of how and letting go of why. And breathing with your being. Breathing with your being that is non-local, has no form, is nothing but pure energy, light and sound and vibration. And breathe into that. Breathe into the knowing that you are loved and supported. No matter what you do or don't do on this earth plane, you have succeeded. So you can let go of the trying and just be. Be that you know that you know. Deep breath. Come into this now moment that everything is taken care of in your life. That God has your back, that your guardian angel has your back, that your personal healing team has your back, that your soul group has your back, that the earth has your back. Letting go on the out breath of all doubt. Letting go of trying to make life happen. And breathe into the awareness that you are that flow of life. That abundance flows through you as you. And as you finally let go of the need to suffer. Breathe into the knowing that you are that joyfulness that you seek. That you are the peace that you seek. And that you are now ready to birth the Christ child in the cave of your spiritual heart. That you are ready for the resurrection. And that you are now ready to receive the baptism of the holy fire Love your body. Love your body completely. And choose to rise above all of the planetary chaos that is yet to come. And as you go to sleep tonight, as you prepare your body for sleep, invoke the light of transmutation for your mind. And each and every day, in meditation, receive another part of you that has never been here before on the earth. And little by little, as you allow and receive this, you will begin to build the kingdom of heaven within. Be at peace. Let go of the worry. Be at peace. And know without a doubt that you and your Creator God are one and the same. Be strong in the world, but not of it. Speak your peace. Trust. In practice, being present each and every day with all that you do. Stay focused, stay on task. Receive the blessings from the new earth goddess into your body through your feet. And as we complete this call tonight, stay in meditation and receive your planetary diksha into the crown chakra. Drink water tonight. Fresh air. And give thankfulness and gratitude for life abundant, and so it is.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to sign off.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you for shining your light and weaving grace into the fabric of the world. For more on my work, please visit gracegham.com or lightbodywisdom.com. Thank you and namaste.